Chapter 11. Mrs. Driver and the Boy.
What are you doing here?
Mrs. Driver asks.
And why have you got that shopping bag?
The boy looks at Mrs. Driver, but he doesn't speak.
Why was the watch in the hole? Are you responsible? Answer me!
Mrs. Driver says in an angry voice.
Yes,
the boy answers.
You're a thief, and the little people are thieves too,
Mrs. Driver exclaims.
Police put thieves in prison. You and your friends can go to prison.
She takes the boy's arm and pushes him to the door. The boy is trembling.
I'm not a thief, I'm a borrower. The little people are borrowers too,
Mrs. Driver laughs.
Borrowers,
she exclaims.
Well, they can't borrow things in this house anymore.
The boy starts to cry.
Please don't hurt them,
he says.
I can move them from here.
Mrs. Driver laughs again and pushes the boy to the door.
Don't worry,
she says.
The police can move them, or the rat catcher can catch them.
She pushes the boy into his bedroom and locks the door. The boy is very sad. He can't help the Clock family now.
The boy is sad here. He hasn't got friends,
Mrs. Driver tells Sophie.
The next boat for India is in 3 days. A family from the village wants to travel on it. We can send the boy with them.
That's a good idea,
says Sophie.
He wants to return to his family there, and he's sad here.